Nolte, yes, George Soros supported corrupt District Attorney Alvin Bragg. By John Nolte on March 31, 2023. Butter wouldn't melt in billionaire anarchist George Soros' lying mouth as he lies about his support for Alvin Bragg. The corrupt Manhattan district attorney openly rigging the 2024 election by way of norm-raping prosecutorial abuse. Soros told Semaphore that he did not contribute any money to Bragg's campaign to become district attorney and does not know him. His response came as several members of the GOP have denounced Bragg as being backed and funded by Soros. I think some on the right would rather focus on far-fetched conspiracy theories than on the serious charges against the former president, Soros said. Semaphore is a communist China-aligned fake news site. Oh, no, 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 I had nothing to do with any of this. I was just standing over here eating an ice cream cone when Donald Trump got indicted. Why, I'm as gobsmacked as anyone. Yes, this is the same George Soros, who just a few months after Bragg assumed office, bragged in the Wall Street Journal about his support for reform prosecutors. This is why I have supported the election, and more recently the re-election, of prosecutors who support reform, wrote Soros. I have done it transparently, and I have no intention of stopping. The funds I provide enable sensible reform-minded candidates to receive a hearing from the public. Judging by the results, the public likes what it's hearing. So what do we know about the funds he provides? Left-wing billionaire George Soros continues to pour millions of dollars into hitherto obscure local races for district attorney, backing progressive candidates who are opposing more traditional law and order prosecutors, reported Breitbart News in 2018. The Los Angeles Times reported earlier this month that Soros is involved in 21 district attorney races across the country. And that is just the spending that is known, our report continued. He's also contributing money to nonprofit organizations that are engaged in certain political activities but are not required to report donations. The Times laid out the specifics of the money trail, emphasis added. TX forms, grant documents and interviews by The Times and the Marshall Project show that a coalition of wealthy donors, private foundations and advocacy groups by last year had sunk $11 million into grants focused on district attorney elections across the nation. At the top is the Open Philanthropy Project, a foundation started by Moskovitz and Tuna, that from 2014 to 2017 directed $6.6 million toward prosecutorial reform or similar terms. The collaboration included a panel on prosecutor races last fall at the closed-door retreat of Democracy Alliance, a coalition of groups and leaders who pool their resources behind liberal causes. In July, a similar group, the Tides Foundation, hosted campaign directors for Soros and the ACLU and racial justice activists from Color of Change to talk about steering nonprofit money toward the cause. And here is the connection from Soros to Bragg. Fox News Digital previously reported that in May 2021, financier George Soros pushed $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, which turned around and spent big, backing Bragg's candidacy. Soros' son, Jonathan Soros, and Jonathan's wife, Jennifer Allen Soros, also donated directly to Bragg's campaign, according to New York campaign finance records reviewed by Fox News Digital. So we have George Soros openly admitting in the Wall Street Journal he is proud and eager to support reform prosecutors, which is a euphemism for prosecutors who allow violence to run wild in the streets but will manufacture laws to persecute Republicans and rig elections. We have a report from the left-wing Los Angeles Times linking Soros financially to dark money groups that support these reckless and corrupt prosecutors. We know Soros gave a cool million to the left-wing radical PAC Color of Change, which in turn showered money on Bragg. We know the Soros family donated to Bragg. And finally, we know Semaphore's Ben Smith will publish anything that makes his benefactors in China happy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.